Strawberry Coated, a Hannibal fic. Written by Shadow Art. Read by Dr. Fumbles McStupid. With the rating explicit and the archive warnings rape/non-con. Additional tags: Dead Dove Do Not Eat, Emotional Manipulation, Canon Compliant, Post Fall, Anal Sex, Implied Child Rape, Angst, Unhappy Ending. Summary. After 5 sweet years of domestic bliss, there's only one thing that could sour the atmosphere between Will and Hannibal: the anniversary of Abigail Hobbs' death. Beginning chapter note. Please heed the tags. This fic is written as a character study, exploring Will's capacity for cruelty. The whole question of, what are you capable of? At no point does Hannibal secretly want it. Misha's memory is also invoked at one point, with implied child rape and related injury. Bear this in mind before starting this. 5 years. 5 sickening yet surprisingly sweet years since their fall from the cliff. Despite the mutual risk of poisoning that came with proximity, Will and Hannibal had managed to keep each other down. Although they weren't always to each other's tastes. For the past week, a bitterness had been brewing in the pit of Will's stomach, souring every sentence that passed between them, fouling every feast. It was the impending anniversary of Abigail's death. Historically, Will always made himself scarce on this day. He couldn't sit across from Hannibal at dinner without being tempted to reach across and strangle him. Shared smiles made him possible, when all Will could picture was Hannibal ripping out the dragon's throat with his teeth. He'd gone for Abigail's throat, too. No doubt considered it poetic. This time, however, things were different. This time, when the stomach-churning day rolled in, Will didn't grab his fishing gear and bolt for the door at first light. This time, he stayed. After letting the dogs out into the backyard, they'd compromised on a manageable number of 3. Hannibal sprang into action, cooking up a banquet for breakfast. Will seated himself at the head of the table, as plate after plate was brought out. He took a piece of toast from the rack, turning his nose up at the elaborate dishes on offer, although he was sorely tempted by Hannibal's peace offering of honeymoon eggs. They sat together at the table in silence, save for the mechanical sounds of eating. Will made a conscious effort to glue his heels to the floor, forcing down the cardboard toast to give his mind something bland to chew on. At some point, Will reasoned, he had to stop running. After all, a whole 5 years had passed. It should be easier by now, shouldn't it? One thing was certain. This unnatural quiet wasn't fucking helping. Isn't this a little excessive? Will said at last. Resentment bled into his tone, staining the lighthearted tease. He scraped a spoonful of strawberry jam over his toast with the butter knife. Another blade inevitably came to mind, hooked, gleaming, soaked in blood.
No.
I thought I would do something special. It's nice to have your company this morning. Hannibal's eloquent response exorcised the ghost of Will's grief from the breakfast table. Scowling, Will leaned across to grab the cafeteria from the other side of the table. Hannibal's nostrils flared as they drew close, eyelashes fluttering.
Ah,
came the wistful exclamation.
You're wearing Abigail's perfume.
Hannibal had bought the bottle as a gift for Abigail during her time as his teacup. The scent was closer to fruity than floral, with notes of ripe peaches and innocent strawberry. A scent for a young lady with her whole life still to live. He'd given it to Will as a keepsake shortly after formalizing their partnership. Being neither young nor a lady, Will wore it badly. But then, that was the point. Does it offend you? Will bit out, chewing viciously.
No, although it is difficult.
Hannibal's brow furrowed, eyes sheened with something like remorse.
I'm sure this will be a difficult day all around.
Will glanced down to see his counterpart fiddling with his cutlery. Watching Hannibal toy with the red-stained knife made Will's face darken. Hannibal must have noticed. He quickly abandoned the implement and laid his hand on top of Will's to still his jitters. No reaction. Will's hand sat limp on the tablecloth as Hannibal's fingers curled over his, enduring.
I would like to spend it taking care of you, Will,
the monster proclaimed.
Today I want to give to you, in whatever form you ask.
Will stared. He imagined sawing off the invading appendage, Hannibal's blood staining the white tablecloth like the dirty butter knife. Not that he'd ever actually do it. Accepting that he simply couldn't bring himself to carve into Hannibal in flesh had been a bitter pill for Will to swallow. There were plenty of other weapons still available to him, though. Words, for one. To make up for what you took. They faced off across their domestic battlefield, dressed in the armor of civility, napkins folded neatly in their laps, armed with blunt blades and hot coffee, separated by ranks of toasted soldiers. Hannibal was the one to wave the white flag. He drew an uneven breath of strawberry perfume, cowed fingers retreating to his side of the table.
"Nothing can make up for that," Hannibal declared solemnly. "I only want to make things easier for you, Will. If only a little."
Another dreadful pall. Will looked outside the window to the backyard, where his dogs were frolicking. Lola and Sophie were playing rough and tumble, while Rosie was busy digging a hole in Hannibal's prize flower bed. The green space was professionally sculpted, complete with herb garden and mini orchard. The kitchen in which they sat was state-of-the-art, the wider villa decorated according to Hannibal's modern tastes, while maintaining its original character. It was all disgustingly domestic. An outsider wouldn't have a clue what, or rather who, those garden herbs would be seasoning. That their quaint little home also boasted a state-of-the-art basement. Or that Will's dogs served a practical purpose beyond friendly companionship. Will still made their pet food from scratch, just with slightly different ingredients these days. Any evidence that couldn't be eaten by man or his best friend was meticulously disposed of, thwarting Rosie's continued attempts to steal a stray limb and bury it in the aforementioned flower bed. To the untrained eye, their life was perfect. A sweet, strawberry-coated hell. "Anything, you said?" Will prompted finally. Hannibal nodded. Will took a deep breath and tipped his head back, preferring to address the ceiling. "All right. There's a stack of boxes in the garage that need shifting. The lawn needs cutting, and the dogs are due for a bath. You can start there." Orders received, Hannibal cleared away the breakfast items and got right to it. Will observed the effect of entropy on his appearance over the course of the day. Hannibal's clothes grew progressively dirtier, back bent over in penance as he hauled cobweb-covered boxes to the trash. Dust clung to his formerly coiffed hair, turning it more salt than pepper, and his hands were decorated in small cuts from garden work. The Egyptian cotton shirt he loved so dearly was a lost cause. No amount of spilled bathwater, courtesy of Will's unruly hounds, would ever get the stains out. Somehow, even after all that, Hannibal still found the time to put together a fancy dinner that Will had no appetite for. It was late evening, as the two sat down for a meal of pappardelle à la lepre. Will stabbed at the felled hair on his plate, assessing Hannibal from a safe distance. The man looked exhausted, but satisfied. Happy. Will took a sizable gulp of the Pinot Noir that Hannibal kept topping up. Usually, with his father's history, Will was careful how much he drank. Tonight, however, was by no means usual. And thanks to Hannibal's attentiveness, Will couldn't be sure if he was on his second or his fifth. It felt closer to the latter. "Do you enjoy serving me?" Will questioned tensely as Hannibal leaned over to refill his glass again.
"It brings me satisfaction to know that you are being properly cared for, where so many in your past failed to show you proper appreciation,"
Hannibal confirmed, helping himself to a spoonful of dessert. It was strawberry caecilius, a favorite from Hannibal's childhood. The sweet answer made Will's lips curl in revulsion. Saint fucking Hannibal Lecter. Saint Hannibal, who would never have allowed a deadly fire in his brain to burn unchecked. Saint Hannibal, who would never have framed him for murder, drugged him, gaslit him, gutted him.
"And yet, here you are,"
Will's conscience whispered.
"Playing house with the devil, pretending that meat on your plate is really hair."
Will did his best to drown himself in his wine glass. The gold band on his ring finger glinted mockingly as he lifted the stem, afraid to look over the rim and see Abigail's blood dripping from Hannibal's spoon.
"In that respect, service can take many forms. Some I take a great deal of pleasure in,"
Hannibal continued, nodding to the food-laden table, lost in self-congratulation. He even had the gall to fucking smile.
"On that note, Will you have my company in bed tonight?
Will froze with the glass halfway to his mouth. The monster's rusted eyes bored into him, silver tongue wetting soft lips. Just as Will traditionally avoided Hannibal on this difficult day, he always slept on the couch at night. He couldn't face spooning with the same man who'd wrapped his arms so securely, so lovingly, around Abigail's neck. For my benefit or yours? Will bit out. The taste of fermented fruit lingered on his tongue, sharp and sour, now that he recognized it as a blatant attempt to sweeten his mood. He set the drink aside.
Yours,
Hannibal attested, eyeing the abandoned glass in disappointment.
In my experience, there's no better recipe for a restful sleep than a healthy orgasm before bed, or an antidote to nightmares.
Will's eyes narrowed. Of course, Hannibal knew about the damned nightmares. His hearing was just as keen as his sense of smell. Will pictured the scent from this time last year. Hannibal alone, drowning in their bedsheets in the dark, as Will's sobs echoed from down the hall. Will hoped the sound made Hannibal's manicured claws curl. Not having learned his lesson from breakfast, the monster leaned forward and grasped Will's hand again.
Won't you let me take care of you tonight, Will?
Hannibal's touch was rough for once, epidermis nicked by stubborn weeds and thorny shrubs. The cuts were red raw where he'd offered up his blood in atonement. Despite himself, Will wavered. The alcohol in him doing its job, stimulating his hypothalamus, activating his reward center that made him receptive to pleasure. Hannibal's thumb rubbed soothing circles against Will's pulse. A sock-covered foot found his under the table, catching on the hem of Will's chinos in search of an ankle.
It felt nice.
Will closed his eyes and took a calming breath. 5 years. 5 years of walking on eggshells, averted eyes and skirted conversations. 5 years spent running from the past. God, Will was so fucking tired. He wanted to put this to bed.
In that case, maybe Hannibal was right. Maybe bed was the answer.
Fine. Once the dogs were fed and secured in the living room for the night, the pair headed upstairs. Will was definitely tipsy by now. But he was by no means incapacitated, able to navigate the staircase without Hannibal's assistance. The wooden steps were solid, but old. Every squeaking splinter sounded like a rebuke to Will's ears. Every groan beneath his feet a warning. Don't. Bad idea. Turn back. But then, Hannibal looked down at him from the top step with such devotion. Such sweetness. Will didn't have the heart to refuse, as Hannibal took him by the hand and led him towards the master bedroom. Will regretted it as soon as he crossed the threshold. The click of the catch as the door swung shut, reminding him of his time in the BSHCI. Only, this time, there was no line on the floor to artificially separate the sane from the sick. Alone together in the dark, Hannibal guided Will's fingers to the buttons of his shirt. Will undid them on autopilot, skin prickling as more and more of Hannibal's naked flesh was unveiled. He was beautiful and terrible to behold. Sinewy forearms built to subdue struggling prey. The iron musculature of his legs, tanned back, tarred by the verger's brand. And lower, the twisted rose of a bullet wound. To this day, Will still didn't know if Hannibal deliberately stood in the dragon's line of fire for him. He'd never asked. It wasn't like he could trust Hannibal's answer anyways. Muscle memory took over as Hannibal pressed fervent kisses to Will's mouth and jaw. The buzz of alcohol helped Will lose himself in the routine, stumbling out of his trousers and into Hannibal's arms, feather mattress sinking under their combined weight. The clatter of Hannibal's belt buckle hitting the floor sounded like a teacup shattering.
Wrong.
Will shuddered. His nails dug into Hannibal's shoulders as the monster lay on top of him, mouthing at his neck. A wet tongue laved over Will's skin. Abigail's perfume drowning them both in strawberry poison. It must have tasted foul, but Hannibal was not fazed, determined to wipe away all trace of her. Will screwed his eyes shut and thrust up into the hollow of Hannibal's stomach. Seeking pleasure to chase away the pain. But he only succeeded in mimicking a stab wound. The precum pooling between their bellies burned like red-hot blood, the slide of their cocks like slimy intestines unspooling. Hannibal bit down on his shoulder in greed, and Will opened his eyes with a gasp. Above, He saw Abigail, pinned by antlers to the ceiling. Her blood slid down the sharpened points and felt like strawberry rain onto Will's face, curling down his cheeks and seeping between his lips. The droplets tasted a peculiar mix of sweet and salty. Or maybe those were just his tears. So fucking wrong. Hannibal was too busy sucking Will's cock to notice anything was amiss. The monster loved devouring him like this, at home between Will's legs, tugging his hole, drinking his essence, over and over. A bottomless feast. Which was exactly the problem. As those cruel, kissable lips closed over Will's tip, sliding down the length of his shaft, red clouded Will's vision. That was the danger with alcohol. It loosened all inhibitions. Sadness, joy, love, hate, desire, rage. A heady mix of sugar and poison. You're enjoying this too much. Will seethed, fisting the bed covers as Hannibal's tongue danced. He wanted to gather up his fallen tears and shove them down the back of Hannibal's throat.
Don't hold back, Will.
Hannibal purred in between wet licks, not realizing he was pushing Will closer to the cliff's edge. He pressed worshipful kisses to his inner thighs.
Unstopper the emotions bottled within. Unleash the flood.
Will's eyes flashed at the invitation, a knife glinting in the dark.
Floods are destructive.
The strained warning went unheeded. Hannibal confident he could weather any storm. Will felt the bastard smirk against his skin.
As are so many acts of God.
Without warning, Hannibal took hold of Will's hips with both hands and swallowed him all the way to the base. A full-bodied groan echoed in the room. Hannibal's eyes were closed in bliss, nose buried in the musky, dark thatch of curls that coated Will's nether regions. His throat pulsed around Will's cock, making his thighs shake, fingers winding themselves into silvery strands.
Is this an act of defiance to you, or prayer?
Will fought back to breakfast that morning. Hannibal's offer of service, the uninvited touches, the wine. All subtle attempts to direct Will's emotion as he desired. To persuade Will that there was no need for anger. To lay back, open his legs, and let himself be served again. Defiance disguised as worship. A sedative served with sugar. Will gripped the bedsheets tighter. He pictured clenching his fist in Hannibal's hair, locking him in place on his cock. The sick gurgling like Hannibal's throat had been cut. And Will was trying to fuck the bloody hole in his trachea. It wasn't his first time having such thoughts. Hannibal, in defiance of Will's expectations, had never once hurt him in bed. In fact, his caresses were often so soft they made Will ache. But on the bad nights, when Will felt like he was about to rupture with resentment, a little pain was exactly what he needed to come. He kept the fantasies to himself. Hannibal flayed and split open, begging for the end, but unable to die. Will's ambivalent cock twitched with interest. It was definitely a bad night. Get off me. Hannibal followed the instructions as gracefully as he could, wiping his lips with a crestfallen expression. The fear of abandonment clung to him like the stench of piss in an alleyway.
I take it this means you'll be sleeping on the settee tonight after all.
Will eyed the bedroom door over Hannibal's shoulder. Really, he should do exactly that. Time might heal all wounds, but Will had certainly misjudged his rate of recovery. He felt unstable, dangerously so. Leaving would be the right thing to do, the sane thing, the good thing. No, I'm not going anywhere. Will reached for the bedside drawer where they kept their specialized items to hand. The cloud cleared from Hannibal's face when Will pulled out a familiar set of handcuffs. Rather than the standard plastic toys found in sex shops, these were made of steel, the genuine article. Will had casually suggested buying them a few months ago, and Hannibal had enthusiastically agreed. If he could only take a saw to Will's forehead and route inside his brain, he might have thought twice. For Hannibal, this was just acting. The cuffs were an elaborate prop. A taboo inspiration from the dark days of their relationship. For Will, it was disturbingly, deliciously, real. The sight of Il Mostro, clapped in irons, turned him on like nothing else, intoxicated by the knowledge that he could do anything to Hannibal like this. Anything at all. Will always managed to hold back, barely. But when he spilled into Hannibal's body, groaning through sugary kisses that failed to satisfy, Will secretly longed for the splash of arterial spray. Hannibal, true to his words at breakfast, in whichever form you ask, let Will maneuver him into position. It was a testament to Hannibal's hubris, how relaxed he was about it, surrendering himself into the hands of his sweet Will, believing they'd move past apologies and forgiveness. When the roles were reversed, Hannibal was always ready to reward Will's faith in him, tracing the sensitive scar on his belly with kitten licks and sweet strokes, a whispered promise to just relax and trust me. Therein lay the difference between them. Hannibal got off on trust. Will got off on risk. The blindfold went on first, followed by the restraints. Anger kept Will's mind sharp, despite the effects of drink. He began with Hannibal's right wrist, his dominant hand, the one that would pose the most problems if it got loose. He gave a warning nip to Hannibal's radial artery to keep him still as the handcuffs went on, drawing a strangled moan. It was the same place where Matthew Brown had cut Hannibal open and proclaimed him Judas. The scar was still raised and stark, even after all these years. Will planned to leave a different sort of mark on the monster tonight.
Will?
Hannibal inquired, ragged, as his right ankle was fastened to the opposite bedpost. It was a strange order to apply the restraints. Why not fasten both hands first? But Will was quick to distract him. With his entire right side immobilized, Will hooked his hand beneath Hannibal's left knee and raised his leg, exposing the cleft of his ass. Hannibal shivered as Will's middle finger stroked between his cheeks. Despite his relative lack of experience, empathy made Will a competent lover. He'd always been able to anticipate what his partner wanted without them having to ask, making them come apart as quickly or as slowly as he desired. Will used his gift now against Hannibal to devastating effect. Sucking on two fingers and lathering them in spit, Will wrapped his other arm tight around Hannibal's chest and pulled them flush. He pressed his palm to his sternum, picking up on every quivering tell and twitch of muscle as his slippery fingers slid into the tight heat below. Deeper, Hannibal's flexing spine begged.
More,
said his twitching hips. Will alternated between massaging Hannibal's prostate and slowly pumping his cock. Every carefully contained touch exuded sweetness, the flavor Will knew Hannibal craved. Being confined to a person suit for most of their lives had left them both starving for real intimacy. Will lavished kisses against Hannibal's neck for authenticity, letting him ret against his hand like he would on any other night. Will was sorely tempted to give in himself. His cock throbbed against Hannibal's ass, looking for a warm, wet hole to plunge into and breed. Hannibal would give it to him, Will knew, if he only asked. But that wasn't his design. Will wasn't interested in what Hannibal could give him tonight. Only in taking. Hannibal seemed completely ignorant of Will's dark intentions. He writhed in his lover's arms, invoking Will's name over and over, pushing back on the fingers that stretched him so deliciously. Will went through the motions, pleasuring his personal monster, touching, observing, feeling, waiting. The wave of pleasure soon crested. Will detected the warning spasms of Hannibal's insides, velvet walls closing around his fingers, desperate to keep him inside. He yanked them out just in time. A stream of milky fluid shot from Hannibal's cock all over the sheets. A bereft cry ripped from his lungs. His empty, hungry little hole fluttered around nothing. The sudden loss must have stung. Will, very deliberately, hadn't used any proper lube. Hannibal's legs fell like a dead weight onto the mattress as soon as Will let go. He lay quivering on his sides as the aftershock rippled through him.
Will,
Hannibal began speaking to the opposite wall. There was an uncharacteristic uncertainty in his voice.
That was cruel,
Will supplied, reaching surreptitiously for the remaining handcuffs. He ran his other hand down Will's trembling forearm as if in comfort, until he found his wrist, guiding the limb into the metal jaws. Venom swelled at the back of Will's throat.
But then you'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Keeping hold of Hannibal's arms so he couldn't lash out, Will threw his whole weight against him. Under siege from postcoital chemicals, the beast's reflexes were slowed. Granted, a mind-blowing orgasm wasn't quite as effective as, say, scopolamine or midazolam. But Will would work with what he had. He rolled Hannibal onto his front and snapped the other end of the cuffs to the bars of the bed. With 3 out of 4 limbs secured, it was easy then to deal with Hannibal's remaining leg. Will ended up straddling his back, marveling at the muscular form splayed beneath him. The slopes and planes of alabaster skin elicited a rush that left Will giddy. He'd fucked Hannibal plenty of times, but never from this angle. The first and only time he'd tried had been early on in their partnership. It had ended with Will pinned to the mattress by his ankles and wrists, Hannibal's grip threatening to break his bones. "Not there," he'd declared calmly, before chasing away Will's questions with his tongue. At the time, Will had put it down to Hannibal's narcissism, too proud to be taken on all fours like a bitch in heat. But deep down, Will always knew there was something more to it. In those heart-stopping seconds, rendered helpless in the monster's grip, Will had looked into Hannibal's eyes and seen red. It wasn't the typical, alluring burgundy of his irises that reminded Will of expensive wine. The shade had been sharper, brighter. An old wound bleeding from within. Maybe it wasn't about pride at all.
"What are you doing?"
Will paused. Hannibal sounded like nothing he'd ever heard. The educated, perfectly enunciated consonants were harried, control balanced on a knife edge. Hannibal's forehead was pressed into the pillow, neck arched, spine tensed. Now he was fucking praying. "You said this morning that you'd give me anything. Was that a lie?" Will was using the voice he reserved for the very worst of humanity. Quiet, calm, the promise of a reckoning. Hannibal made a strangled noise.
"I didn't anticipate this."
Will shuddered as his eidetic memory kicked in, alcohol stoking the fires of his imagination. He was instantly transported back to a blood-soaked kitchen. Will felt the ghost of Hannibal's caress, smooth fingers shaking as they ran over his stubble, as their faces drew indecently close. A strange feeling unfurled in Will's chest, like a butterfly with damp wings, too new and vulnerable to yet name.
"Is he going to kiss me?"
It was a sugar-coated trick. Will's breath left him in a dying gasp as sweetness gave way to steel. Once more, he felt the sear of Hannibal's knife, heard the echo of Abigail's death rattle. Neither of them had been anticipating it either. Once the agony passed, Will cracked his eyes open and drew a gulp of air. His fingers were digging into the strawberry smile engraved into his stomach, convinced his innards were spilling out. But of course, they weren't. The time was just after midnight in the master bedroom of their villa, 5 years after Hannibal had taken everything from him. Will was alive, on top, with the beast under lock and key beneath. "In other words, you were just telling me what I wanted to hear." Will's grip tightened on Hannibal's naked waist. "I made the mistake once, didn't I? I fed you a placebo of partnership, and to atone, you made me swallow the truth. And all its consequences." Will draped his body over Hannibal's, the meat of his cock nestled between peach-like cheeks. Sometimes, Will felt like Hannibal saw him as a delicious fruit, the perfect temptation, ripened and plucked, forgetting that his core was full of cyanide.
"I believe you've made your point, Will."
Hannibal's voice was half muffled by the pillow, straining at the shackles on his wrists. They would be bruised come morning.
"No," Will said softly. "I really haven't."
Hannibal had never experienced any consequences he hadn't invited. The only scars he carried had been left by his enemies. He'd never felt the shock of a knife finding that one tender place, grief spilling out thicker than blood, betrayed by the person he loved most. Not quite. Not yet. Will rested his palm on the small of Hannibal's back. The resulting flinch traveled through Will's fingers and up the length of his arm, the mirrors in his mind rippling. In them, he saw Hannibal's repulsion. Vulnerability. Fear. "It scares you, doesn't it? Being in this position. Why is that?" No answer. Will hadn't really been expecting one. Deep down, he already knew why. He just needed to see. with no small reluctance, Will closed his eyes and stepped through the glass divide inside his mind, to a place where the currents of consciousness ran dark and deep. Will hadn't used his empathy like this in years. Since leaving the FBI, he'd had no need. But the reflections that lurked in the recesses of his psyche were always there, ready to do their worst. Searching inside himself, Will found fragments of Abigail's blood-drained face, overlaid with the impression of another ghost. A remnant from Hannibal's past. Sticky red ran the length of Abigail's neck, dripping between the shadow's legs, sweet strawberry flooding Will's senses. It nearly made him gag. The shadow took the vague shape of a little girl. Will knew her name, but nothing else. He dared not defy her with any clarity, afraid to look into her burgundy eyes and find reproach for what he was about to do. He may be out of practice, but Will Graham still knew better than anyone all the wicked ways to steal a man's breath, humble his pride, leave a scar. Will rolled his hips once, lightly, so Hannibal felt the tip of his cock glide between his cheeks, the knife poised to sink in. Is this what they did to Misha? Hannibal froze, rigid as a corpse, silent as the grave. Not satisfied, Will leaned down to snarl softly into Hannibal's ear. Hurts, doesn't it? Having your loved one weaponized against you? He adjusted his angle, bearing down on Hannibal's body. His hands pressed against muscular shoulders, the ridges of his shins digging into the back of Hannibal's thighs. Did they hold you down just like this? Did they make you observe as they took turns with her? Or did they expect you to participate? As the wet tip of his cock touched Hannibal's raw entrance, Will finally got a reaction. Hannibal jolted beneath him with such force, it was as if Will had clamped sparking wires to his toes. At last, the monster turned its head. Cunning had departed from mercurial eyes. There was no pride in that sharp face. No wicked smile hidden at the corner of an insatiable mouth. Right now, Hannibal Lecter was just a man. Will, don't do this.
Don't, no! No!
A pained smile split Will's lips, remembering how he'd also once couched pleas for mercy and toothless demands. Will couldn't bring himself to outright beg Hannibal for anything, not even to spare Abigail's life as the blade was dragged across her throat. Will knew that Hannibal wouldn't beg him either, prepared to be raped in body, but not in pride. They really were just alike, exceedingly arrogant, beautifully cruel, deserving of each other. I remember telling you to stop once. Will's fingers slid into Hannibal's hair and pressed his head into the pillow. With Will's full weight trapping his thighs, Hannibal couldn't buck or squirm away. All he could do was count the seconds before the inevitable, and Will let Hannibal feel every last one. The organ poised to spear him pulsed against Hannibal's entrance, in time with Will's thundering heart. Hannibal had once said that a low heart rate was an indicator of one's true capacity for violence. Will wondered if he still felt the same now. It hurt. Will expected it, welcomed it, knowing he deserved nothing less as he pushed inside Hannibal's tight channel. His saliva from earlier had dried. The brief finger-fucking had done little to prepare Hannibal for the stretch. And now the monster's inside squeezed around Will like a vice. Misha's imagined screams rang in his ears, making up for Hannibal's silence. To Will's surprise, the beast had chosen submission. Hannibal's breaths were coming fast and shallow, spine bent, legs spread as wide as Will would allow to ease the burn. They'd dry-fucked only once before, in an airport bathroom of all places, when the heat of passion had got the best of them. The experience had left them both sore and unsatisfied, agreeing never to repeat it. But back then, it was about pleasure. This was about punishment. After what felt like an age, pressure and gravity finally went out, and Will's cock slid home. For a minute, neither moved. Will braced himself against Hannibal's body, usually an iron fortress, now trembling like a leaf in the wind. They both were. I tried to imagine what it was like for you that night. Ragged breath scorching Hannibal's back. I must have looked, shaking at your feet. How close to God you must have felt. What was running through your mind the moment you decided Abigail had to die? But I couldn't do it. Hannibal sucked in a breath like Will had gutted him. The sweet man who could empathize with anyone couldn't make sense of him. The one person Hannibal had ever felt seen by in his life. Hannibal turned his head to address Will, question burning on the tip of his tongue, just as Will gave his first brutal thrust. The question turned to a sharp cry. "Don't get me wrong. I understand the logic. I didn't want you, so I didn't deserve Abigail." Will's teeth were bared, fucking into Hannibal with measured slowness. "Obviously, you had no need for her. She was a piece of odd china left on the shelf, more useful to you in pieces. At least then you could use her to hurt me." A sudden vicious jab made Hannibal gasp. Every word burst with venom, drawn from the well of pain that had been poisoning Will for so long. "It's the rest I never understood. You'd already won, Hannibal. You had me on my goddamn knees. You looked me in the eye as I lay dying. You felt everything. I know you did." Hannibal was certainly feeling it now. Will's flesh slapped against his ass, fisting his hair as he held him down. The primal sounds of mating filled the air. "I told you to stop, but my words didn't matter. I didn't matter." A shakiness had crept into Will's voice, matched by his increasingly erratic pace. A smattering of wet droplets landed at the base of Hannibal's spine. Will's body was curled over him, fighting back sobs that made his limbs quake. He knew Hannibal could feel it. "That's the part I could never understand. What it's like holding someone you love in the palm of your hand, and to just keep taking." Silence then. "I'm sorry." The apology was so unexpected, so brokenly sincere, it actually made Will stop. Hannibal's ribcage shuddered at the reprieve, relief caught in the back of his throat. The soft sound brought a fresh sheen of tears to Will's eyes. "Fuck." The sight of Hannibal in pain, was overwhelming. This was the same monster that had eluded the FBI for years, fought off a private army of pigs coming for his head, and slayed dragons with a gunshot to the gut. Part of Will wanted to take Hannibal in his arms and bathe him in kisses of apology for bringing him so low. Kisses he didn't fucking deserve. Warm liquid oozed around the girth of Will's cock, conjoined with Hannibal as a singular, eldritch monstrosity, coating his skin in glistening red. If he didn't look too close, he could pretend it was their usual strawberry lube. "You said it yourself, Hannibal." Will began choked. "I forgive how God forgives." Hell resumed. The headboard smacked against the wall, metal bedframe shrieking as Will took his pound of flesh. The sense of power he felt now was anything but quiet. It roared in his ears, undercut by Misha's wails. Hannibal endured Will's wrath, the tendons in his arms straining like overstretched rubber bands, white-hot pain shooting up his spine as he was impaled. It would only be over once Will left his mark, to make up for the reminder he had to face every day in the mirror. An eye for an eye, even Steven. A confused sound was dragged from Hannibal's throat as Will drove in again, spearing his sweet spot. Will had the location of Hannibal's prostate memorized, and he knew the exact angle to make him scream. Hannibal's inner walls spasmed as Will pounded into him, hostage to the effects of friction where his own cock was sandwiched between his abdomen and the mattress. Will knew how slick Hannibal became when aroused. Precum would already be oozing underneath him, the shame of it sticking to his skin, betrayed by his own body. "You're going to come for me," Will growled from above. Hannibal moaned, neck twitching oddly against the pillow. Will recognized that he was trying to shake his head. "No." Will laughed, breathless and hollow. "Yeah, you will. I'll make sure of it. Because I own you, Hannibal. I own the skeleton key to every dark corner of your mind. I hold the map to all the tender parts of your soul. And now, I own your body, too. You're fucking mine. And you'll never be able to leave. That goes for both of us." Hannibal cried out properly then, keening for his murdered pride. It was true. Tonight, Will would devour him like a piece of meat. And by tomorrow, Hannibal would lay down with the lion again, desperate for his warmth. Familiar. Deadly. Mine. Hannibal writhed in his sheets as Will stabbed at his prostate over and over. Vocalizations of acidic love and honeyed hate poured forth as Hannibal's orgasm ripped through him. His vision turned white, torn apart as Will's hot cum flooded in, branding him from the inside. It was more degrading than a hot poker, so much more intimate than a blade. It ended not with a cry of victory, but a whisper of jagged steel pressed to Hannibal's ear. See? Later, in the shower, Will watched the red rivulets circling the drain at his feet. His skin was pink and raw, the last of Abigail's perfume washed away with Hannibal's blood. It felt like it should be storming outside, but the sky beyond the misted windowpane was clear. All was quiet, save for the patter of droplets on the tile. The voices in his head appalled into silence. Feeling the ridges of his scar under the spray, Will's thoughts inevitably turned to Hannibal, suffering alone in their shared bed, semen and blood seeping into the sheets, staining them a pretty pink. It wouldn't matter how hard Hannibal scrubbed himself clean. Will was inside him now, forever. "Did you attain understanding?" Hannibal had asked once the restraints were undone, lying limp, staring soullessly into the dark. Will was a faceless shadow, hunched over at the end of the bed. "No," came the quiet answer. "I just feel empty." Will turned off the water that was fast turning cold. His skin felt like it was coated in a sticky residue of filth. In the steamy air, Will caught a whiff of strawberry that he wasn't sure was real or imagined. A little girl with burgundy eyes and Hannibal's face glared at him from the fogged bathroom mirror.
"Then you understand."
Will braced against the sink, biting down on his bottom lip until he tasted copper. In the middle of the night, there he stood, naked, scarred, blood dripping from between his teeth. When all the sweetness was stripped away, this is what remained. Will curled up on the bathroom floor and wept until he was exhausted. He dreamt of the sweet kiss of a knife. The end. Quiet!